Amen. Please turn with me to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day. Lord's Day 32. I'm sorry. That 32. Lord's Day 32, which is found on page 22. I almost said Lord's Day 22, and I got those mixed up. But Lord's Day 32, which is found on page 22, we arrive at the last and final section of the Heidelberg Catechism, speaking about thankfulness, about gratitude. So let's read through Lord's Day 32 together. Please respond to the questions. Since then, we are redeemed from our misery by grace through Christ without any merit of ours. Why must we do good works? Because Christ, having redeemed us by His blood, also renews us by His Holy Spirit after His own image, that with our whole life we show ourselves thankful to God for His blessing. And He glorified through us, that also that we ourselves may be assured by our faith, by the fruits thereof, and by our godly walk win also others to Christ. Can they then not be saved who do not turn to God from their unthankful, impenitent life? By no means. For as Scripture says, no unchaste person, idolater, adulterer, thief, covetous man, drunkard, slanderer, robber, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. The longest chapter in all the Bible is Psalm 119. A lot of verses talking about one thing, and that's the law of God. And you read when you read the entire Psalm 119, it's very evident on the heart that the psalmist has towards the law. We have verses like this. I won't read the whole thing. I'll spare you. But a few verses that highlight this fact. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. In other places, how can a young man keep his way pure? By walking according to your word. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. This beautiful psalm teaches us how to regard the law, the instructions of our God. Of course, law doesn't just mean the Ten Commandments. It also expands to the whole of God's instructions. The whole, we can really say, the whole of the Bible. That's why 2 Timothy 3 tells us that all of Scripture is God-breathed, useful for instruction, along with other things. Right? Why am I talking about this? Because think about it. If we are to have such a heartfelt devotion to the law of God, why is it that the case? Because the first part, we say, where do we know our misery? We know the misery from the law of God. But now, if you notice, the Ten Commandments is found in this last section of thankfulness and gratitude. Well, the reason why we can arrive here is because the entire second section is about the gospel. And that's what the question and answer introduces to us. That we've been saved by our misery through the work of Christ. That the burden, the condemnation of the law no longer hangs over our head. We are no longer, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Paul says. There is no longer anyone who is under the condemnation power, the condemning power of the law, because Christ fulfilled the law. But if Christ fulfilled the law, how are we to live? Well, it's not to ignore the law, to just throw the law away and just live as we wish. No. We are to love the law of God, not to earn our salvation, not to merit our favor before God, but to express our thankfulness to Him. When we think about God covering all of our sin, how many sins do you think God has covered? Well, in our perspective, it's infinite. We can't put a number on it, right? But I will submit to you that God knows the exact amount of sins that you that He has forgiven you of. Because our sins are not infinite to God. It may seem infinite to us, but it's not to God. And so when we're first saved, when we're first redeemed, we're so enthralled by how God has covered our sin by His mercy, by His grace. And we're so thankful that, man, after all of these hundreds and hundreds of sins, I'm so grateful to God and I want to live for Him. But as you grow in grace, as you mature, you begin to realize, well, it's not actually hundreds of sins. It's actually thousands of sins. And you begin to become more mesmerized. How great is the love of God? And then yet, when you grow and grow and grow, it's not actually thousands. It's actually hundreds of thousands. It's actually millions, actually billions, and actually trillions of sins. And the more you grow in maturity, the more you see how great His mercy is. And so, when we live for God's glory, we uphold the law of God out of thankfulness, because we are free to obey the law of God. We are free to follow His commands with a heart of love, with a heart that is willing to follow Him. And as we do so, the only way that we will respond is to be continually mesmerized at how great His mercy is. So let's, more can be said, but let's end our summary of Lord's Day 32.